Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, Spice Girls singer Mel B talks about the moment in time where comedian Eddie Murphy told her friend he wanted to meet Mel, how that led to her only experience of love at first sight, and why meeting him made her constantly make a beeline for the bathroom. Hope you enjoy it. So this is how it all started. A few weeks beforehand, I'd bumped into Lisa, a friend of mine and the wife of Jimmy Jam. Jimmy produced a few tracks on the solo album Hot that I'd released after the Spice Girls split. "I've got to tell you this, Melanie," she said. "Eddie Murphy keeps asking me and Jimmy if we could arrange for him to meet you." I had to think who he was. "The comedy guy?" I asked, Rolodexing through my brain, trying to remember a name of one of his movies or picture his face. "Yes," said Lisa. "I promise you'll really like him." "If he has a dinner party, I'll come," I said jokingly, and thought no more about it. An hour later, Lisa called me. "Can you make Friday?" she asked. "I'll text you the address." The dinner party was at Eddie's gated mansion high up in the Hollywood Hills, amid the giant cypresses and sycamores of the canyons. I arrived and was ushered into a huge room that was rammed with people. Believe it or not, I'm actually pretty shy when I'm in a room and don't know many people. I smiled at the other guests and was thinking, Eddie must have a bloody big table for all these people to sit at. Then I wandered around the house, taking in the sumptuous marble floors and the pretty furniture. After about 15 minutes or so, I found myself in Eddie's kitchen. Again, the room was full of guests. I stood in the doorway trying to spot my friend Lisa, and then suddenly I noticed a man in a black tank top who was looking right at me. I looked back at him, and that is when it felt like fireworks had started going off inside me. It was Eddie. We weren't just looking. It was as if there was no one else in the whole world, let alone that room, but us. I know that's a cliche, but honestly, that's how it felt. I couldn't tell you how long that look lasted, because even as I'm thinking about it now, it felt like it went on for hours. Then someone grabbed me and I heard the words, "Melanie, you're here. Come and meet Eddie." It was Lisa. "Give me a minute. I need to go to the loo," I said, and bolted from the room. A minute later, I stood in Eddie Murphy's large fancy bathroom, as they call them in America, which was crammed with expensive soaps and scented candles with expensive-looking brand names I'd never even heard of. I was actually shaking but laughing at the same time. "What the fuck happened there?" I asked myself. It was too weird, and I had no idea how to handle the situation. There was no way I was going to walk back into that kitchen because I felt completely freaked out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Calm down, get a grip, Melanie, I told myself. Had I honestly experienced some cosmic love-struck moment with Eddie Murphy in his kitchen? Or had I imagined it or totally got it wrong? It didn't seem right. He was more than 10 years older than me. And I never fell for older guys. I barely knew anything about him. And if I'd got it wrong, I had to stop acting like an idiot. In fact, I had to get out of there and go home before I did something stupid. Yes, this is how my mind works. I needed to go away and think. A few minutes later, I opened the door, and in my head was going over my excuse to Lisa as to why I had to leave. But there, in front of me, and to my horror, was Eddie, his head bowed, his hands in his pockets like a little boy. "Hi, Eddie," I blurted out, giving him an awkward hug. "Thanks for a great party, but I've got to go because I forgot I've arranged to meet some friends at the Mondrian." I was still blathering as I rushed away, trying not to meet his eyes. My heart was pounding. Now I looked like a complete fool. I drove home, took off my makeup and got into bed. I remember pulling the covers over my head, trying to force myself to think about anything else apart from Eddie Murphy, me acting like an idiot, and whether it was possible I'd met the love of my life and then just done a runner. Within 10 minutes, I heard my phone buzzing. "It's Lisa, where are you? Eddie's moved the party to the Mondrian, but we can't see you." I couldn't believe it. Clearly someone up there was making sure I had to deal with this. I got dressed again, into the same clothes, and put my makeup back on as fast as I could. Then I dashed to the Mondrian. There they were, about 20 people sitting at a huge table and with an empty seat next to Eddie. I tried to be really casual and walked over to him, but as he turned around towards me, I lost the plot again. What the hell was wrong with me? "I'm just going to nip to the bathroom," I said, thinking, oh God, now he's going to think I'm incontinent or something. He stood up and shook his head. "I know what happens when you go to the bathroom, so I'm coming with you to make sure you don't disappear." He put his hands on my shoulders and walked behind me. I started laughing and laughing. We looked like a pair of complete idiots. He walked me to the ladies and then back to my seat with his hands firmly on my shoulders. Once I sat down, he took my hand and then held it under the table like a shy teenager. He didn't let go of it all night. I didn't want him to. I felt like my hand belonged in his. I hadn't imagined anything. This was real. There was something solid beneath the formal Hollywood exterior that Eddie wanted me to see. I felt it in the way he held my hand. It felt at the same time protective, vulnerable, and forthright. He didn't flirt or make sexual innuendos like most guys I'd gone on dates with. He was the perfect gentleman, even if the fact that he had my hand in his meant I couldn't use my knife to eat my meal. I didn't care. I couldn't have eaten a bite of food. When he talked to me, he would look at me right in the eyes as if it was just the two of us at this table for 20 people and say, "Are you happy, Melanie? I'm very happy that you're here." He didn't talk to me constantly. Every now and again he would turn to me and say something like that. But all the time he held my hand. It made me feel special and quite shy. I didn't talk as much as usual. I didn't want to get engaged in any other conversations because I didn't want to miss a word that he said. It didn't end in happy ever afters for Eddie Murphy and Mel B, as she had his baby and he suggested that he didn't think he was the father initially. Alas, her experience of what is the dream for a lot of people, love at first sight, clearly wasn't the same for him. But it is a great extract of a story of two famous people meeting and feeling that spark of connection with one another. Let me know your thoughts on the Mel B extract and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comment section or by posting to our Instagram at almostfamousthepodcast. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening, and remember there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.